From the heart of Mid-America, this is Wayne Mesmer of the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago Wolves hockey team. You're on the road with Dane on WGN Radio.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the dude of man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking on.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Skyline studio high atop Chicagoland. And you can see a good part of the country from here. I don't want to say the greater Midwest, but certainly the signal reaches out there, 38 states and Canada at night. He won't be seeing all of it, but will be experiencing a good chunk of America on this two-week trip. His very first in an RV and honored to have on. He is one of the great voices of the Cubs and, of course, one of those personalities who kicks off so many of our amazing sports experiences, one of the top anthem singers in the entire country, the one and only Wayne Mesmer. Wayne, welcome to WGN.
Wow, what a beautiful introduction. It was nice. Yes, we're RVing, man. This is our virginal voyage.
So you guys are doing this. So you and your wife are getting out there. You know, I'm assuming throughout life, of course, you know, dedication to the workplace. You've done a lot of work, but I'm sure you guys have taken vacations over the year. What took you so long to do the whole kind of RV family road trip thing?
I think it is because I actually said sometime in January, I'm going to block out 2 weeks. And then after Kathleen regained consciousness from fainting, and we said, what is it that we've talked about? And we said, you know, an RV trip would be fun, man. So I think that's the first thing, just making a commitment to just do it and block out some time.
I remember as a kid, you know, we did a couple of those kind of family road trip vacation things, and I just remember tons of suffering, you know, mosquitoes, you know, a lot of the car trip, are we there yet, you know, battling nausea and just general boredom. But I think the vehicle, right, when you can take the accoutrements of, I don't want to say luxury, but some of the comforts of home with you in the RV, do you feel like you're camping?
No, I feel like I'm doing a lot of driving, which I love to do. And I'm driving like grandpa, you know, 60 miles an hour, not 80, like on some of the interstates. So, you know, I'm that guy in the right lane. Just want to make sure I don't have my turn signal on for like 30 miles or something, you know. But we're driving a C-Class. The thing I love about it, and again, the first observations are always so acute, is that no matter what campground, RV camp, you come into, it's relatively the same. But the thing that you can always count on is you know what room you're getting.
Right, exactly.
And in our case, man, we're sleeping on our own sheets that we brought from home.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like it could not be more comfortable.
Well, some of the advancements to, of course, not only a participant, a longtime participant in the broadcast world yourself, but now you can take a lot of that with you. You know, we never had, you know, certainly scary stories around the campfire. You've got to do that. That's mandatory. But you can bring, and I don't know if you have it set up, right, but I've seen commercials. You can bring like cable TV, satellite TV, bring all that with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, some of these, the full access or the full hookups do have cable. Currently, I got some cable flashing and couldn't figure it out at one stop. And then a couple or three places didn't have cable at all. It's just the water and the electric. So, you know, it certainly isn't primitive camping by any means.
Let the listeners know we're talking with the one and only Wayne Mesmer. As he, and you see him, you know, all over the place, certainly at our great sports venues, Wrigley Field and all those. He doesn't take a lot of time off, so it just kind of lends yourself to knowing that he plans a lot of things. I think part of this, and let me know what you think, part of it, you can plan some things, you know, kind of where you're starting from and where you hope to end up, but is part of it kind of leaving the middle open? You know, you see a big sign for the world's largest ball of twine, you got to pull in?
You laugh. We're going to see the world's largest ball of stamps today. I mean, how can you pass that up? It's over in Boys Town. So I'll ask for, you know, I'll call Father Flanagan directly and try and get through. You plan to see some things. You have to make a must-see or a must-do list. For us, the direction we took, it included Mount Rushmore, the Badlands, which is insanity, and Rocky Mountain National Park, which means you need to cough up for a park pass. You know, it's only $20 for an annual, or 80 if you're going to make a career out of this, 80 for a lifetime pass.
Wow.
You know, that kind of good stuff. We had friends in different areas, including Boulder, which National Geographic called the happiest place in the United States.
Do you concur?
Probably. People were pretty mellow, and I understand the local legislation may have something to do with it.
Obligated happiness is a lot of pressure, yeah. Wayne. You know,
you know that. That's rough.
So you're going there, and you're handing some of these, you know, national monuments, things like Mount Rushmore, things that a lot of times we'll see in the history books, on television, postcards, right? But you don't often find yourself physically in front of it. Has it been one of those things where you're seeing the thing, you're like, hey, I thought it'd be a lot bigger, or I thought it'd be different, or is the majesty there?
For me, it is, because I allowed myself to actually, have the anticipation of a 9-year-old on vacation. I remember some of the family vacations and how excited you'd be to see what it is that you set out to see, and really took it slowly, because my thing is, as a speaker, which I primarily do, is I try to get people to live their life with their eyes open, so I better practice what I preach. Because there's a terrific quote that is so awesome. It says, sometimes you will never know the true value of a moment until it becomes a memory.
Wow.
I'm soaking this up like I'm a kid on a field trip.
On the logistics side of it, you know, for listeners out there, they're thinking they would love to go these places, have kind of that freedom, see things, be out on the road. How difficult is it? Because for some of these things, you know, you've got to get a special license, and then there's the hookup, and at each campsite, you've got to kind of connect to things. Was this something that you had to kind of study for, or kind of train for?
I sent my representative, Mrs. Kathleen Messmer, who sat for an hour and a half, and got the orientation. And then when it was time to do that stuff, she pointed me in the right direction, and I was a quick learner. It takes about 5 minutes.
Okay, great.
To hook up. What we're doing with the C class, which is, if you're not familiar with that, it's more the, like a van. You're a regular truck, you know, with the thing built on it. So, you know, we're driving around, and I have my cool beverages in the refrigerator, and I don't know. It's an adventure that I think you have to slow down time to do.
I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun, especially when you have kind of a co-pilot there, you know, kind of the ambassador for the Messmer Visitor Tourism Bureau, the traveling bureau that you guys are. You said keep your eyes open, not only to see the grandeur, the events, kind of take it all in, but also to protect yourself, right? Because we saw on some of the social media that some of the indigenous life forms, that's one of the great things about living in the Chicagoland area. Certainly, we have our own challenges with the weather and all that, but we typically don't have rattlesnakes and mountain lions and bears, you know, that we have to kind of watch out for all the time. Is that something that you're taking seriously, right? Watching out for things that could eat you?
Yeah, I generally kind of live by that principle anyway, but I guess even more so on the road. You know, I mean, we're sitting on a swing yesterday afternoon. Again, just taking in the thing, like a log swing. And we're looking around. This is, you know, where are we? Like Wyoming, Nebraska, Colorado. It could be nearly anywhere. And I think if you can get into the mindset, this would be Dr. Wayne talking, but if you get into the mindset of not so much concerning yourself with where you are, but the fact that you just are, you can truly enjoy this. I mean, I'm pretty well hooked on this. I really enjoy it.
Wow. Okay. That was very deep. Maybe Ashley, our producer, could put a gong in there too, because those were some kind of deep thoughts, some sage moments right there. Now, here's the thing too, is you get out there, you're going to see some of the sights for so many fans, not only of Chicago and the Cubs and you, right? You know, they're going to want to see some Cubs while they're on the road, some Cub related stuff. We talked off the air. This is just something you want to do. You're not obligated to go visit any of the Cub organizations or situations, but you're traveling from Omaha, and you're going to see, you know, you're going to go visit the Cubs in Iowa. That's one of the things. I think that's like a sports road trip, I think, is one of the great road trips.
Well, it is. I mean, that would be fun. I mean, and I think people should do minor league ballparks and a tour of that. We're also going to drive up to Dyersville, Iowa, and see the movie set of Field of Dreams.
Nice.
You know, you might as well. You know, we may never pass this way again.
Okay. For those people that
want to. I was going to sing it for you, but I don't want to let it go.
No, right. You got to save the voice for the important things, for the real thing.
Right.
So for those people that want to follow the adventures, I know on social media you're doing kind of as much as you can while you know, are at one with nature. Of course, you have to limit that a little bit. But give out, you know, whether it's like the Twitter or the Facebook and some of the ways people can kind of follow along with you.
I'm just always at WayneMesmer.com or at Wayne Mesmer. You know, that's pretty much it. I can be found on social media and also online. So it's kind of fun. You know, for a guy who loves to run into strangers, you know, when you talk to everybody, campers are so darn cool. They want to know about, you know, they want to talk about their rig and their journey. And I've already met a bunch of people who have sold everything and hit the road. So,
Wayne,
quite an adventure.
Do you find yourself kind of leaning up against the Class C, you know, and kind of waxing poetic about, you know, some of the, you know, the features of the vehicle and some of the things it can do and the places it's been?
I'm not quite ready to do that yet.
Okay.
Although you do brag about where you've been. Oh. You know, well, we took the, you know, 65 reroute over this way, you know. And, oh, good idea there. You know, you passed up something or other. You know, you're missing the, like up in South Dakota, you know, you got the Sturgis crowd. And if you hit that in the same weekend, that's an adventure of an altogether different type.
One of the last things, do you find yourself when you're, because you're hitting like all areas of the country in different places, when you're in with the Sturgis crowd riding along with maybe, you know, a group of the El Diablos or something like that, do you find a desire to maybe strap on a bandana or something to just kind of like, you know, when in Rome kind of thing?
That would probably be a firm no. I may wear, you know, a baseball cap. More recently, of the Chicago Honor Flight baseball cap.
Oh, nice.
But everybody's just so cool. If there's anything that I absolutely learned already is rent before you buy. And a lot of people say probably 3 or 4 trips to find out what your best fit is. You know, a travel trailer or a fifth wheel or a Class A, B, C. You know, you start learning all this stuff. And,
oh, man.
You know, every campground is like an RV show. Anyway, you walk around. Look at this place, you know.
You know, what is so great, I know the listeners are appreciating it right now, is that not only that you've integrated and you've learned the lingo, right? You're one of the natives now. But then also, too, is because a lot of people would love to do those things, but this is an extra step. You know, and I like the idea of going ahead and renting it, trying it out, seeing what fits for you on the equipment side. And then getting out there and seeing America. And it isn't always just, hey, go to the coast or go to Florida. There's a lot of parts in middle America that you can see and enjoy and really kind of truly experience. So people are going to see you all over the place. They're going to enjoy you, follow you on social media. And then when are they going to see you again back at Wrigley Field?
We'll be back this week and a whole bunch in September. About 10 more dates to do.
We'll look forward to seeing you there, of course, hearing you in fine voice with a little more kind of perspective on America, maybe built in to the national anthem. Or you think you're maybe going to get a little creative and talk a little bit about the world's largest ball of stamps or build anything into it, kind of freestyle?
All right. I have to. I can't help myself.
Oh, the one and only Wayne Mesmer. Wayne, get on the road, travel safe, 10-2, you know that. And then thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for jumping on the air today.
It's been a pleasure.